For All Things Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington. As Americans find themselves divided over impeachment, Brits are at odds over Brexit, that nation's divorce from the European Union. Today, London's Big Ben clock will ring 10 p.m. local time. That is when polls close in Britain's historic general election. Today's vote will decide which party or parties control Parliament and therefore the future of Brexit. Britain requires a media blackout on Election Day, so we do not have any news yet on how people are voting. I invited CNN reporter Anna Stewart to join me in the GPB radio studio to explain why deeply divided Americans can relate to Britain's divisions over Brexit. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Anna, what happens the moment that the polls close in Britain?
Oh, it is such an extraordinary moment. So throughout the day, on voting day in the UK, you're not allowed to talk about it. All you can say is Brits have gone to the polls, and then you move on in the news channel to the weather and sports. I mean, it's that simple. But as soon as Big Ben strikes 10 o'clock at night, we're off. The exit poll comes in. You try and get the results. What does it mean? Has any party got majority? Is it within the margin of error? Where should we be looking? Which seats have been lost? Which have been gained? Who's out? There are always some shock exits on the night. And it is just so exciting when it happens.
Why would there be a media blackout, however, on Election Day?
We have a media regulator called Ofcom, and they're very keen to ensure that no one is swayed on the day, that people have one day to go to the ballot box, make their vote without being interfered with. This is their moment. They've had campaigning for weeks now, and on the day it goes quiet. It's the calm before the storm.
It sounds rather lovely. One day without political news?
One day. That's all we get.
Why should Americans be paying attention to today's vote?
Well, there are two reasons, really. Firstly, you know, if Boris Johnson gets a majority, we leave the EU, we can do a trade deal with the United States, sure. But bigger picture, I think the UK is an example of a broken political system. We have struggled with Brexit for years now. It's impossible to get anyone to agree on anything. We have really divisive politics. And I think this is going to be a test of whether the UK can actually get any political unity. Can Britain vote for one government? Can we be represented in Westminster? And it speaks to a much broader broken political system we're seeing in all sorts of areas, including, of course, the United States.
Can you give me an example of maybe a family that you've met that has disagreed, or maybe colleagues that you've really seen this kind of tension illustrated in people's day-to-day lives?
Absolutely. I mean, you can travel to some of the more deprived areas of the UK and you will get families who disagree now on fundamental politics. There are areas of the UK that have voted Labour for 100 years, the Labour Party, but they want to leave the EU. And then you have these families being absolutely divided as to whether they're going to vote for Labour because, you know, they used to be in mining or industrial work and they've always voted Labour, and those that just want to see Brexit done, and they are divided right down the middle.
You're a Brit. This is your country. What is it like for you personally to be living through this, but also covering it as a journalist? Is it emotional, or do you have that kind of detachment that you have to have?
You know, it's interesting. I do have a detachment when I'm doing it day to day. I'm outside 10 Downing Street. I'm looking at sort of the bigger political trends here. But it's when you go out on the road and you meet real people and you hear their stories and you realize that they live in a very deprived, miserable area. And whatever reason they voted to leave the EU, rightly or wrongly, it comes from a real sense of feeling and emotion, and they are angry and there is real frustration. And I've felt that now for years. And I think we're finally going to get some sort of answer. I hope that there's some sort of clear message that comes out of this election so we know, you know, what does the UK feel right now about Brexit and how do we move forwards?
I understand you have a very special relationship with Larry the Cat. Why don't you tell me who
Larry is? Larry and I go back. I've had some exclusive interviews with Larry the Cat. He's actually, unfortunately, I often have cat treats in my handbag, and he knows that. And he goes into my handbag while I'm live on television and fishes them out. He also tweets me quite a lot.
Why does number 10 Downing Street, which is the UK's version of the White House, have a cat?
You know what? Number 10 Downing Street is nothing like the White House. It's a very chilly, sad strip of road, unfortunately. It looks beautiful on camera, but I can tell you it's cold, it's always windy, and there are rats and mice, and that is why Larry the Cat was brought in. But I can tell you he is no mouser. I've seen mice and squirrels literally kind of crawl behind him, and he doesn't bat an eyelid.
Anna Stewart, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Anna Stewart is a reporter covering Brexit for CNN.